Hiya, Stuart. It's Luke giving a quick call from Vodafone. Are you okay? Good, good. Yeah, not too bad. Thanks for asking. I know I spoke to you last week, but you were on holiday at the time. I was going to say it's a super quick one for myself. My job is just to make sure that you guys have a up-to-date point of contact within Vodafone. So when you do come to looking at your contracts, or if you do have any projects going ahead with the telecoms, obviously that way you can contact us directly. Just super quick, so do you still the finance director on S? Is it Letizia at gsf-uk.com? Is that still the best email to get you on, Stuart? Cool. I know you currently use us through a third party, so obviously you wouldn't want to step on our third partner's toes. But what we wanted to sort of touch base upon was the 365 side of things. Now, over the last sort of 4 to 5 months, Vodafone's invested, I think it's about £1.5 billion into Microsoft. So what that means moving forward is that we got access to preferential pricing for the next 10 years. I believe you guys have about 100 licenses with the third party. And I think it's your IT company, that your MSP that manages for you. Is that correct? Yeah, I was going to say, look, so all we wanted to do was sort of just give you access to our portfolio and pricing structure on that. And the good thing about Office 365 is, even though you've got an MSP in place, you wouldn't necessarily have to come away from them. The contracts for them as well, are they just on a, I think they run January to January, don't they, on a yearly rolling contract, I believe. Is that right? Yeah, I think the last time I spoke to you, sort of running January to January. Does that sound about right, like on a yearly one, or do you think they just roll in where you get to add and take away licenses? Yeah, that's all right. Then what I can do, look, I can basically pass this report over. And is the head office for you, just to double check, is that SO56NZ, just so I pass this over to the right account manager, is that correct? Yeah, and I had you guys down. I don't know if it's changed. Is it 2 sites in the UK, Stuart, and 700 employees, roughly, without counting? Yeah, cool. What I'll do, look, nothing immediate. I'll pass this report over to the local account manager. I'll get them to send you across an email over the next couple of days. But if we sort of touch base with yourself at some point in December, what will happen is they will leave you with their direct contact details. We can gather respect, give you full access to our portfolio on 365, and if you did wish to consider us for business, then the ball's in your court. What I'll do is Monday a normally good day to catch you on, Stuart? That was a bit of a broad question. Yeah, I'll get them to touch base for yourself, look, sort of mid-December. I'll put it down for the 16th, around about the same time, 10 o'clock. As I said, I'll get them to send you across an email, so if you did need to juggle things, you know you're free to do so with the account manager. Let me just pop you across this quick email. It should be on its way to you now. And do me a favor. I'm absolutely rubbish at spelling, and I haven't had a coffee yet. So just let me know if this email does come through. I will spell it out just in case. That's SLETISSIER. Yeah? At gsf-uk.com. Yeah, just let me know if that email does come through, Stuart, because I did just need a reply to for my compliance just to pass the report over. Should hopefully be amazing. If you could do me a favor when I got you on the line, and that, like I said, that's just for my compliance. If you could just pop me a reply to that email, but just happy for contact, that just allows me to pass this report over. Just let me know when you do send that, Stuart, and I'll hit refresh in my inbox. Happy for contact, moment sufficient. You can say Luke is amazing, anything sort of positive will do. It helped if I actually had my inbox up. Just let me know when you do send that. And I think the address you is Unit 3 Tower Industrial Estate, yeah. Tower Lane. Yeah. Do you work in the office, or are you more of a home worker, Stuart? Couple of days in the office. I was going to say, because we do offer face-to-face on-site meetings with the local account manager. Is that something that you'd be happy to work towards, Stuart? Obviously, we've got it down for 16 for Teams as long as sufficient to speak with you. You could do it, yeah. That's all right. Then I don't know if you did. Do you know what days you're normally in the office then? Yeah. Okay, let me just, did you pop that reply back to the email, by the way? Yeah, what I'll do is, because you said about Tuesday, if I change that look, what I'll do is I'll put it down for the 17th, because obviously if you work from home on a Tuesday, just stay with me a second. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Right. This one should be on its way to you. Now, I did change the day to Tuesday just in case, that's all. But it should be a fresh email on its way to you now. Let me know when that one does come through. So what they usually only do it too, that's quite similar to me actually. So you work from home Tuesdays and you work from the off from home Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, is it? Sort of thing. Or does it fluctuate? Tuesdays and Wednesday. Yeah, that's all right then. I'll change it to a Tuesday and that's absolutely fine. Did you receive my other email, Stuart? I don't know if that one's popped. That's all right. If you could just pop me a reply to the same one for that with just happy to contact or okay, anything sort of positive. Just let me know when you do send that. Your first email has just popped through as well. Yeah, just send that email off. Just let me know when you've done it. I won't keep you on the line waiting for that email to come through because I have already taken up 6 minutes of your time. They'll send you across an email off that sent, but they'll send you across an email. We were close to meet you on the 18th, and yeah, we'll go from there. Look, appreciate that, Stuart. Look, I'll pass this report over to you. To the account manager, and yeah, we'll speak to you in January time. All right. Appreciate that. Have a good one.